So let's look at what happens when you make a tool that anybody can just pick up and build something quickly. So one of the examples that I like to sort of kick off this discussion is this example of this cat feeder. The gentleman who made this project had two cats. One was sick and the other one was healthy. So he had to make sure that they ate the proper food. So he made this thing that recognizes the cat from a chip mounted in sort of on the collar of the cat and opens the door, the cat can eat the food. This is made by recycling an old CD player that you can get from an old computer, some cardboard tape, a couple of sensors, a few blinking LEDs, and then suddenly you have a tool. You build something that you cannot find on the market. And, you know, I like this phrase, scratch your own itch. If you have an idea, you just go and you make it. This is the equivalent of sketching on paper done with electronics. So one of the features that I think it's important about our work is that our hardware, on top of being made with love in Italy, as you can see from the sort of back of the circuit, is that it's open. So we publish all the design files for the circuit online. So you can download it, and you can actually use it to make something or to modify, to learn. You know, when I was learning about programming, I learned by looking at other people's code or looking at other people's circuits on magazines. And this is a good way to learn by looking at other people's work. So the different elements of the project are all open. So the hardware is released with a Creative Commons license. So, you know, I like this idea that hardware becomes like a piece of culture that you share and you build upon, like it was a song or a poem, you know, with Creative Commons. Or the software is GPL, so it's open source as well. The documentation and the hands-on teaching methodology is also open source and released as the Creative Commons. Just the name is protected so that we can make sure that we can tell people what is Arduino and what isn't.